This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The following podcast contains audio extracted from videos on the Harry Potter Theory YouTube channel. Hey everyone, welcome to another installment of Harry Potter Theory. Excuse the voice, I'm sick right now, but I'll do my best. Today, we're going to be discussing Hogwarts Legacy, the much-anticipated Harry Potter game that's hitting shelves in just over a week. Specifically, we're going to be taking a look at all major heroes, professors, and villains from the game, describing who they are, what we know about them, and, from my own curiosity, how they might fit into the existing Harry Potter canon. Let's get into it. The villains. Kicking things off with a bang, let me introduce you to the antagonists of Hogwarts Legacy. Ranrok. In Hogwarts Legacy, Ranrok is a goblin who serves as the main antagonist, plotting to rebel against the Ministry of Magic. Although goblin rebellions have previously occurred in the Harry Potter universe, Ranrok is a new and original character created specifically for this game. Ranrok was a greedy goblin driven by the desire to obtain a magical power that was kept hidden even from the wizard community. His hatred for all wizards and witches distorted his worldview and led him to seek their destruction. The goal of the game is to thwart Ranrok's rebellion. However, despite his hatred, Ranrok ended up forming a tenuous alliance with a group of dark wizards led by Victor Rookwood, one of the ancestors of Death Eater and Unspeakable, Augustus Rookwood. Victor Rookwood. Victor Rookwood, the other main antagonist, was a dark wizard who was known for his shabby, albeit dapper, looking clothing. From a very young age, Victor was taught to bend the rules when possible and break them when necessary. At the age of 22, he took over his father's criminal organization after his father's sudden and suspicious death. He quickly expanded the business, launching it to become one of the most successful gangs in the area. Other thieves and poachers saw the benefits of joining forces with Victor and his gang, but he eventually gained control over these partnerships and grew his power to include an extortion operation. Victor aimed to become the most notorious criminal in Europe, directing his gang to victimize Hogsmeade's residents and nearby villages by robbing travelers, smuggling rare magical creatures, and extorting Hogsmeade's shopkeepers for protection money. In the game, Victor commands a group of dark human wizards, and through his partnership with Ranrok, helps him mobilize forces for the rebellion. The only unknown, at least for now, is why he's doing that. Why would Rookwood help Ranrok? I guess time will tell. Professors. Next up, we've got the professors, who, as we know from existing Harry Potter canon, have a significant impact on the lives of Hogwarts students. Without the professors, it's certainly not Hogwarts. So let me introduce you to some names you may have never heard of, at least the ones that we know about so far. Professor Dinah Heckett was a witch who taught Defense Against the Dark Arts at Hogwarts School during the late 19th century. She was known for being strict but also likable, taking her teaching duties seriously. Her approach to teaching was considered to be hands-on and was said to satisfy a natural desire for action. In her classroom, she had a Hebridean black skeleton hanging from the roof, which she obtained as a trophy from the Great Poacher Raid of 1878, where she single-handedly took down the largest poaching ring in eastern Wales. Before working at Hogwarts, Heckett had a successful career at the Ministry of Magic, working as an unspeakable in the Department of Mysteries. Professor Eleazar Figg was a wizard who taught magical theory at Hogwarts School during the late 19th century. He was known for being kind and knowledgeable, and was sorted into Gryffindor House during his own time at Hogwarts. He initially pursued a career at the Ministry of Magic, but abandoned this ambition to join his wife Miriam on her travels and research into ancient Egypt. Eleazar eventually settled into a teaching career at Hogwarts, where he became known as an accomplished and enigmatic figure. During the 1890 to 1891 school year, a new student with an unusual ability to detect and harness ancient magic caught Professor Figg's attention. Us. After investigating our character's ancient bloodline, he begins to further investigate rumors surrounding Ranrok and the impending Goblin Rebellion. Professor Abraham Ronan was a wizard who taught charms at Hogwarts School in the late 19th century. He had a friendly personality with a mischievous twinkle in his eye and placed equal importance on the students' friendships and extracurricular activities as he did on the subject of charms. As the school's charms master, Professor Ronan was given classroom 2E on the third floor and an office. He taught in an unconventional way, incorporating gameplay into his lessons and creating a summoner's court for students to practice the summoning charm. In the 1890 to 1891 school year, when we start, Professor Ronan is still the charms master and ends up holding remedial classes for us due to the fact that we started at Hogwarts as a fifth year. Professor Mirabel Garlick was a witch who taught herbology at Hogwarts School during the late 19th century. She was muggle-born and had a kind and caring personality, with a sunny disposition. She referred to her students affectionately as roses, and was highly regarded by both her colleagues and students. Mirabel was sorted into Hufflepuff during her own time as a student at Hogwarts. Her passion for herbology and charming personality made her a popular professor, causing some students to worry that she might leave them for another greenhouse. Professor Mudawa Onai was an African witch who taught the subject of divination at Hogwarts School during the late 19th century. She was the mother of a Gryffindor student named Natsai Onai, who was transferred to Hogwarts from Ouagadougou after Professor Onai's appointment as the Professor of Divination. Professor Onai was strict and had high expectations for her students and daughter. She had a commanding presence in every room she entered and demanded respect from everyone she interacted with. Previously, Professor Onai taught divination at Ouagadougou and was a gifted seer. However, her faith was shaken when she did not foresee the death of her own husband. To escape those painful memories, she accepted an invitation from Professor Weasley to teach at Hogwarts. Aesop Sharp was a wizard who worked as an auror for the British Ministry of Magic and later as a potions master at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. He was born into a wizarding family, attended Hogwarts School, and was eventually sorted into Slytherin House. After being ambushed and injured during an auror assignment, he retired and became a potions master at Hogwarts. He was known for his gruff and acute nature, challenging lessons and pride in students who excelled in his class. Unsurprisingly, he teaches at the school during the 1890 to 1891 school year and encounters a new student with unusual abilities. Us. Professor Satyavati Shah was the astronomy professor at Hogwarts School in the late 19th century. Raised in the Muggle world, Shah developed an interest in science, which she carried into her studies at Hogwarts, where she was sorted into Ravenclaw House. After graduation, she became the astronomy professor and was very dedicated to her subject, often appearing cold and demanding. She had little regard for other Hogwarts disciplines, viewing them as wishy-washy, especially divination. And now, a few familiar names. Cuthbert Binns. Professor Binns, aka Cuthbert Binns, is the history of magic professor at Hogwarts. He taught in classroom 4F on the first floor, and he continued to teach there post-mortem. Binns' lessons were considered to be some of the most boring at Hogwarts, and he made no effort to learn his students' names, calling Hermione Miss Grant and Harry Potter Perkins. Binns slept in front of the fire in the Hogwarts staff room one night and died in his sleep. The next morning, he left his body behind and got up to teach as if nothing had happened. It's stated that the most exciting thing to ever happen in his class was when he entered the room through the blackboard. Given that Binns is already a ghost in Harry Potter, it makes sense that he'd be around in Hogwarts Legacy. Nigellus Black. Phineas Nigellus Black of the infamous House of Black was born in 1847 and became one of the most influential members of the family to ever live. As most Blacks would, Phineas attended Hogwarts and was, of course, placed into House Slytherin. Phineas was also very vocal in carrying on another family tradition, his hatred for Muggles and Mudbloods. Later in life, Phineas became a professional teacher, passing on all that he had learned to the next generation of witches and wizards. His talents eventually brought him to Hogwarts, but it's hard to know how effective he was as a teacher. When it comes to Black's teaching style, the record books simply point out that he hated his job and he hated the children. That didn't stop him from achieving success, though, as he eventually rose to the position of headmaster. Phineas Nigellus Black went down in history as one of the least liked headmasters that Hogwarts ever had. At least, according to his great-great-grandson, Sirius. And guess what? He's the headmaster in Hogwarts Legacy. With all of the professors and villains out of the way, let's start taking a look at our heroes. The most important hero, of course, is us, a fifth-year student who's starting school at Hogwarts much later than normal. The story centers around our character possessing an ancient secret that threatens to tear the wizarding world apart, The reason for this being that our character stems from an ancient bloodline, which results in us being one of the only living wizards who are capable of wielding a darker, older form of magic. Our character will learn about this bloodline in the first part of the game, and then we will decide whether to wield or reject it in the second part. Which would you choose? But of course, no game hero is complete without their companions. Alongside us in this game, we will be paired with one of three. The companion for Slytherin is Sebastian Sallow, a Slytherin student whose family carries a troubling secret. The companion for Gryffindor is Natsai Onai, whose mother brought her over from Wagadu upon accepting the post as Hogwarts Divination Professor. And the companion for Hufflepuff is Poppy Sweeting, a kind-hearted character who loved all manner of magical beasts and despised poachers. It's worth noting that you can only party up with one of these companions at a time, but that by spending time with each one, we'll have the opportunity to engage with their own stories, goals, and quests. And that's it for this video. I'm sure that as time goes on, this list will grow, but this is what we've got for now. What video do you want next? I can't wait to cover more Hogwarts Legacy as time progresses. Until next time, remember, it does not do to dwell on dreams and forget to live.